I feel like he's got an interview lined up, and I'm not aware of it. I'm so easily distracted these days, Christine. Who do we got?
There was Eddie Jackson from a Food Network show, but I didn't get the confirmation from Art, and he's telling me that he sent me. I don't know if you want to go with it. I can throw in the info there.
Yeah, throw the info.
Okay, okay. Hold on a second.
I love this.
No, this is gonna make us look bad with the person that we're talking to, though.
Oh yeah.
And
wait, what's his name?
Eddie Jackson.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna, you know, I'm not prepared to talk to Eddie, and Eddie's gonna get his feelings hurt, and I don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Is this the former NFL player who's a chef now? Is that who we're talking to? Yeah. Yeah. Is that it? Hey, Rob, are we talking to the former NFL guy now,
yes,
turned chef?
Eddie Jackson, yep.
Oh, my boy. All right. There he is. Hey, Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Listen, we didn't get confirmation on our chat with you, and I was just all upset thinking that you're going to think we're horrible radio hosts because I'm not all prepared to talk to you and everything, but I'm going to talk to you anyway, and hopefully it comes out okay.
Oh, no, it'd be all good.
I love it.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
All right, Eddie, tell us, first off, who you are and why are we talking to you?
Hey, so I'm Eddie Jackson, host of Out Chef on Food Network. As you said, a former NFL player turned chef. And I've been with Food Network for a while now, about 8 years.
God, Eddie, come on. You played college football for Arkansas. Okay, all right. Enough of all this. I'm embarrassed that I'm not more prepared. But
yeah,
tell us what you're promoting. Tell us what your show is, so I can check it out.
Yes, yeah, so Out Chef is my show that I have. One of my shows I have on Food Network, and we're into season 2 now, and it comes on every Thursday night at 9:30 Central. I mean, at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. Excuse me. And the premise of the show is I take these home cooks that think they're coming in to audition for a show featuring home cooks, but in reality, it's a competition show to where I put them up against world-class chefs for opportunity to win $5,000. So it's pretty cool.
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So first off, I love the idea of getting home cooks involved because these are people that are watching you. And
yep.
and watching Food Network, and I think in my head that all these people think they have what it takes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they think they have what it takes, and you know, obviously, you know, the odds are against them. But the thing is I try to even the playing field. So what I do is they only need one vote from our panel of judges, and the judges are not like these food critics, or you know, like you know, the judges you see on Chopped and all these other shows,
right?
Are actually people that I go out in the streets of New York and pick.
Okay.
So
I try to find just regular everyday folks to come in and do a blind tasting, taste these two dishes, and just tell me which one they like the best. And if that home cook gets one vote, they win $5,000.
One vote.
I love it. Yeah. No, that's great.
That's neat.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a low threshold, but also they're not making it impossible either.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. So you do kind of stand a chance, even if it's with your, you know, your tinfoil pan mac and cheese or whatever silly concoction you got going on.
It happens. Trust me. It happens. It happens because, you know, the home cook, they usually, I give them an ingredient, right? It's a surprising, a secret ingredient. And then they just, all I tell them, just make your best dish using this ingredient, both the chef and the home cook, right? So normally the home cook, they make something that they're used to making at home, and then obviously the chef is making, you know, fancy, you know, Michelin star dishes.
Yeah.
And you believe it or not, sometimes just the everyday person that I bring in, you know, they want that tin pan mac and cheese.
Right? They
don't want the fancified mac and cheese.
I want to ask where you got your love for food. Like, what was the beginning of that? Did that happen when you were a little dude?
Yeah, so I grew up, my grandmothers were chefs, both my dad's mom and my mother's mom, surprisingly enough, they both were chefs growing up, and so I grew up in a household that was surrounded by food at all times, and so growing up, that's all I did, you know, sports and food was my life. In college, I used to sell plates to my teammates, home-cooked meals,
what?
The guys were missing meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Oh my God.
I would make that and put it in a little styrofoam to go, label it and pass it out, and I would sell it for $5, and that's how I could change.
That's brilliant.
I wish I could go back in time and be one of your teammates.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been life-changing.
Seriously, and he had to be in sports so he wasn't fat.
Right.
Smart.
So the show's called Out Chefed, and I heard you say at the beginning, like all of these other Food Network hosts, you're doing more than one show. Out Chefed is the one you're focusing on, but share with us the other ones.
Yeah, so I do a show. I've done so many shows with the network. I really big into the holidays. We do Christmas Cookie Challenge. I do that with Reed Drummond.
That we're doing
now, and that should be coming out later this year. And then I'm always, judging shows on like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay and Supermarket Steakout. So the network keeps me very busy, man. I've been blessed to be a part of Food Network for about 7-8 years now, and they keep me very busy now, and I'm truly blessed and thankful for that.
You got a killer post-NFL career, too, when a lot of guys struggle with that. So good on you, man, for knocking it out of the park, to use another sport analogy.
I still get my fix, though. I love doing competition shows, so
yeah.
But it's also getting kind of those competitive juices still flowing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
for me.
Eddie Jackson is our guest, and he hosts Out Chefed on Food Network, and that airs on Thursdays. So, what was the transition post NFL? How do you make that transition? I mean, did you already have it in the wings, waiting when you called it a day on your NFL career?
Yeah, when I retired, I simply asked my dad. I was like, I had a degree from University of Arkansas in business, and he was like, well, what do you love to do? And he's like, I said food. He's like, figure out something to do with that. So it took me about a year. So I started a small catering company, and then that grew into a big catering company, and then I bought a couple of food trucks. And then just one day I was coming in from a catering, just tired, eating a bowl of cereal late at night, and commercial came on Food Network because I watched it all the time. And it's like, if you think you can be the next Guy Fieri, try out for the show. It's called Food Network Star, which that's what Guy Fieri wanted to be on Food Network. I tried out for the show and got on the show, and I ended up winning the show, and then I became the next star of Food Network.
That's just an incredible story.
It's a glory story.
I would have guessed that he made friends with a Food Network executive, and they're like, all right, well, when you're done playing. But no, he went like the guy route.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like he did a walk-on practice for the Carolina Panthers, and they were like, no, why don't you? We just hired you. Yeah, you're the guy. That's great.
I was a free agent.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, I want to ask Rob, our producer. Rob, who's the chef that we had in studio that just moved to Tucson that opened the chicken and waffle spot that's all over Food Network? Do you remember his name?
Man.
Christine, do you remember his name?
Mm-mm.
You know, Tucson's such a food spot. Eddie, I don't know if you're aware, but we got chefs from all over the world that are moving to Tucson. It's a UNESCO-designated city of gastronomy.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
We got like 5,000 years of food island heritage here. So, yeah, it's a bit of a spot. Go ahead.
About Tucson, I keep you're probably like the fifth person in the last month that's told me I need to come visit Tucson.
Yeah, what's up? It's pretty nutty, isn't it? That's not something you expect to hear from the foodie circles.
Yeah, so when I come up there, you can give me the rundown on the places I need to hit.
100%. Bring your sticks too. We'll go play some golf.
Okay. You sure about that? I'm pretty good now.
Oh, I bet. You're going to play against an athlete?
I know.
Okay, Frank.
No, I'm going to play against an athlete so I can say what's wrong with my swing.
Chef Brian.
You could be the best athlete in the world and suck at golf. So.
but that's not usually the case either. Did you see Steph Curry making a hole-in-one at that Tahoe thing this weekend, Eddie?
Yeah, Steph Curry is good.
It's Chef Brian's Comfort Kitchen. He's a reality TV celebrity chef. Chef Brian, you don't have a last name? Doesn't show up?
Chef Brian, and I don't know.
Oh, he's from D.C.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's good, too. Yeah, come to Tucson. Come say hi. Eddie Jackson, I can't wait to check out Out Chefed. I like the idea of doing it in people's own kitchen and just everyday regular Joes trying to prove themselves. That's fun.
Yeah, it's a great show, and it's good for the whole family as well. It's a really cool show.
Very nice. Eddie Jackson, check out his show Out Chefed on Food Networks on Thursdays. All right, Eddie, thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Aww. Yeah. That's nice.
He kicks ass at golf.
Yeah, no kidding. Brian Hill. I'm sorry. Brian I thought Hill. I had put a link in there for you, but I didn't.
Nah,
I'm
fine.
Sorry about that. But anyway, Brian Hill.
Not all chefs know each other.
No, they don't.
And not all black chefs know each other. That's my mistake.
I'm surprised. No, but Brian Hill, actually, he's done shows on Food Network.
That's
so it's be
why
like,
I brought him up.
Yeah. No, I know what you meant. It wasn't that.
He mentioned Guy Fieri. I feel like they all know each other. I feel like they should. Yeah.
Well, they all work for the same company. Yeah, you would think so. That's all right.
Anyway. All right. Well, good for Eddie. I love his story. I love the idea of the show. And I'm glad we got a chance to chat with him and meet him.
A free agent. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he was. That's so incredible that he just won. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then got a show.
I know, right?
What are we doing?
Well, we're hosting Small Market Morning Radio.